Is cash as an investment in the bank risk-free? Well, yes and no. Relatively, it is relatively safe in the bank. Very few banks have ever gone under in the UK. I know we've had a few in America, some of the regional banks, and some people say that some of these small regional banks are also at risk. But generally speaking, it's not what I would call a risky investment. But people think that holding cash in the long term is completely risk-free, which I just don't agree with. It's not risk-free. And whilst it comes with less risk and volatility, it is not risk-free, and I'll explain why. First of all, bank deposits are only insured by the government, effectively by the taxpayer, up to 85,000 in the UK and 250,000 in the US. Now, if you had more than 85,000 with that one bank, you'd only be covered once for the 85,000. I'm not quite sure how it works in the US. But this has never really been tested in the wider scale of things. Mostly when banks have got into trouble in the UK, they've been taken over by other banks or by the government. But could the government do that if, say, two or three of the major banks were to fail at the same time? I personally don't think so. I think what would happen, they would, instead of having a bailout of the banks, they would probably have a bail-in where you would end up owning shares in that bank, in that failed bank. Just like with the Royal Bank of Scotland, NatWest Bank, when that got into trouble, the taxpayer bailed them out, and they held a shareholding in the bank. They effectively owned the bank, but they're gradually starting to sell those off, and I think they'll offload the last lot this year in some sort of public sell-off. So the government actually made money on it, but they had to hold those shares since the banking crisis back in 2008-2009. Whereas as a depositor, you might say, well, I just want my money out, you know, but it might not be possible. And of course, we saw a run on the bank. A run on the bank means that everybody wants their money, so you start seeing queues outside the door, usually when it's too late by that time. And of course, if the bank had to repay every depositor, it just wouldn't be possible. Because when you give your money to a bank, you're effectively lending it to them, and then they can lend that out to other people to make money on your money up to 10 times over. So, you know, for every, you know, if you've got £1,000 in the bank, they've lent that out 10 times. So they haven't got that money sitting in the bank. They certainly haven't got it sitting in the branch, but you know, if everyone drew their money out, that would go. And when you get into a panic situation, when somebody puts a rumor around, or you know, you hear that a bank's in trouble, and everyone starts drawing their money out, then it's almost too late by that time, and they quickly start, you know, shutting the doors, and they say, "We just haven't got the money." If you watch that movie, It's a Wonderful Life with James Stewart, you'll see what happens when there's a run on the bank in a much smaller scale. Of course, he talks the customers around and said, "You got to stick with me," and everything was all right there. But I don't think it really works like that in reality. So some of the banks in America are said to be at risk. The Federal Reserve, I think it was Janet Yellen, said hasn't confirmed that they would bail out and insure every single bank, because if say, I mean, I saw an email from an email list saying 14 banks were at risk in the US, 14 regional banks, and they're at risk because they've lent heavily on commercial property, which seems to, a lot of these loans seem to be going bad.